It's time now for Straight from the Bible with Pastor Jimmy McMillan. Straight from the Bible is a ministry of Baptist Tabernacle Church located in LaGrange, Georgia on South Davis Road. And now, Pastor McMillan.
Well, if you'll take your Bible and turn to 2 Kings chapter 18, verse number 5. We want to talk here a little bit this morning about God hears the threats against us. In other words, God knows exactly, every one of you, God knows what's going on in your life. Amen. And when Satan attacks, God knows those attacks are coming. He trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. For he clave to the Lord and departed not from following him, but kept his commandments which the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord was with him. He prospered whatsoever he went forth. And he rebelled against the king of Assyria and served him not. When Hezekiah became the king of Judah, Isaiah was the prophet that he was in the position of the counselor to the national civil ruler. Hezekiah was an excellent leader, and the Bible says it. He trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. What made him better than all that was before him and after? What made Hezekiah better? For he clave to the Lord, departed not from following him, but kept his commandments. In other words, when the attack come, Hezekiah stayed with the Lord. After the 12 tribes of Israel were split up, you've got the northern tribe, and Rehoboam, he was the king there, and they separated, and you had 10 tribes, and then you had Judah with the two tribes. Judah had been serving God before. The other tribes, they hadn't had any good leaders whatsoever, hardly in there. And now Assyria, they come up and they attack the northern tribes. And they came in there and they won. They won the victory. And then when they did that, boy, the king, he got all blowed up, and he got all that I can just take. Now the other two won't be any problems. That's what he was thinking. He said, they won't be any problem. God had told the northern tribes, he had told them what was going to happen to them if they didn't turn to him. If they were so stubborn and disobedient, and they rejected the power and the leadership of God. And the Bible tells us, my God would cast them away because they did not hearken unto him. They shall be wanderers among the nations. And the king of Assyria, he was boasting over the victory over Israel. And then he turned his attention to conquering Judah. He said, they're much smaller. I didn't have any problems with the big ones. And said, I won't have any problems with the little ones. And boy, he used psychological warfare. He came in there and told him, he said, let me tell you, he said, God sent me to conquer y'all. God sent me. And he went on to tell him, he said, if you will bow down to me, I'll give bless you in all kind of ways. But if you won't, then he used threats. If you don't, this is what's going to happen. And then he said, these are going to be the consequences. If you don't surrender, this is what's going to happen to you. But if you will surrender, we're going to just give you all kind of benefits and blessings. Well, I got to thinking about that, and I said, my goodness alive. Folks, we there in America today. If you'll surrender to the world's telling you, I'll give you all kind of benefits and blessings coming from every which way. But I want to say this morning. Thank God that the Word of God has not changed. It is still the same. And what the world is wanting us to accept, and it will never go with God. In other words, when God says, thou shall not, and we do, that is sin. It has been sin and still will be, continue to be sin. Now, the world can spice it up, they can brush it up, and they can make it look like something. But when God says, thou shall not, that is sin if we do. That is sin. You know what? Today, people will stand up and say, yes, I'm a Christian, and I don't care what your Bible says. See, that's contradiction right there. Amen. If you don't believe the Bible, you're not a Christian. You're saved by the Word of God. How you know? The Bible said, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. Now, therefore, I pray thee, give pledges to my Lord, the King of Assyria, and I will deliver thee 2,000 horses. I'm going to fill your place up with horses. I'm just going to give you a bunch of them. And then he throws in a little ridicule, if thou be able on thy part to set riders upon them. If you got enough people to fill them up, how then will thou turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants, and put thy trust on Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? Hezekiah said, undoubtedly, he don't know my God. Hezekiah turned to God, and he said, God, I need your help. We need your help. And he was telling Isaiah, he said, it may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God had heard. Wherefore, lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. And Isaiah replies back, and Isaiah said unto him, thus shall you say unto your master, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words that thou hast heard, wherewith the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him. He shall hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. God then addressed the Assyrians through Isaiah, telling them, he said, whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel? Because thou rage against me, thou tumult is come up in my ears. Therefore I will put my hook in thy nose, my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back the way by which thou camest. God told him, he said, you're not fooling with Mickey Mouse. You're not fooling with some of these gods that just sit around. You're fooling with the Creator, the Almighty God. And in verse 37, he told him, he said, I will defend this city. And in the next verse 38, it said, then the angel of the Lord came into their camp at night, and he slew 145,000. When they woke up the next morning and seen all the corpses laying there, guess what they did? They turned and went back the way that they came, just like God. And then Sennacherib, when he got back into his country, he went to a house and his own sons killed him with the sword, just like God said was going to happen. Now, friends, we come here today. God hears the threats. God heard the threats then. And God told him right here in these verses, he said, when you threaten my people, as if you're saying it to me. And when you take it, he said, I take it personally. And I take it that you got the threats against me. So therefore, God, he took action and he defeated the enemy right there. Now, I thank God that our founding forefathers, they read this verse, they read these scriptures, and they believed exactly what God said and what God did. And they looked at Hezekiah. And then when we had the American Revolution, They said, you know, this is close to what Hezekiah was going through. You know, the British, they came in. They said it won't be any problem to take this Americas. Won't be any problem. They came in to intimidate. They were very arrogant. They had great confidence in their military. And they said, we're superior. And we're just going to march in. And we're just going to take over. But you know, as they began, they figured out right quick that they miscalculated. In 1777, a year in the revolution, the British general John Burgoyne and thousands of his troops surrendered to the Americans at the Battle of Saratoga. It was a devastating battle for them. Unexpected victory. The British leaders decided then it was for their best interest to end this conflict. Why? Because America had won right there. And a Governor Morris, he became the signer and the penman of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the signers, Samuel Adams, John Witherspoon, Richard Henry Lee, and the elder spokesman, William Henry Drayton. They all got together, and I want you to listen. I won't read all of it, but I want you to listen to what they stood and told the British Empire. They said, matters of this kind, your threats may appear to you in a trifle light as a mere ornamental flower of rhetoric, but they are serious things registered in the high chancery of heaven. They said, whoa, God knows what's going on. God knows what's happening. And then at the end they said, we again make our solemn appeal to God of heaven to decide between you and us. And we pray that in doubtful scale, if the battle we may be successful, as we have justice on our side, and the merciful Savior of the world may forgive our oppressors. They believed God. They believed the word of God. They said, look, this happened to Hezekiah. We're in the same situation. Guess what they did? They held on to God. They didn't cave in. They didn't give in to the demands, the threats. Even though they were outnumbered, outmanned and everything, they said, we're going to hold on to God. Boy, and look what has took place. Our founding forefathers, they read that account in 2 Kings and Isaiah, and they responded to the British the same way Hezekiah did to the Assyrians. And God heard their appeal. God has heard the appeal of America many times. Many times has God intervened on the behalf of the United States of America and its people. And I thank God for Christian people that'll stand for the word of God and live for the word of God. It says, remember the former things of old. For I am God, there is none else. I am God, there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. And I will do all my pleasure. In your Christian walk, when Satan attacks you, do like Hezekiah did. Hold on to the Lord and keep his commandments. Don't fold, don't give in. And you might say, and Satan and might would have you to believe, there is no way out. But I want to tell you this morning, when God's involved, there's a way any which way. God makes a way in all directions. God makes that way. And this world today is trying to persuade us and convince us and pulling us to give in. But God is howling for the Christians to stand. Stand on the word of God. Stand on the principle of God. Stand on good, godly living and live the life accordingly. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. What did Hezekiah do? What made Hezekiah so outstanding? He held on to the Lord. And the Bible said, and the Lord was with him. Everywhere he went, he prospered. Boy, that right there is the touch of God. I ask you and I urge you this morning, there's many with troubles, there's many with problems, there's many with heartaches. And it's easy at times just to turn and say, I'm going to give in. I'm just going to go the way that this is pulling me. It takes a real man. It takes a real woman to stand for God. Amen. There's plenty of wimps. Amen. Not as many that will stand for God. I encourage you this morning, wherever you're at in your Christian walk, in your life, wherever you're at, stand for God. Stand for God's principle. Yeah, you'll be ridiculed. And yeah, the enemy will surround you. But God knows the threats that's coming up against you. God knows exactly where you at and where I'm at. Woodrow Wilson, he was our 28th president from 1913 to 1921. And he declared and said a great word. A nation that does not remember what it was yesterday does not know what it is today. Not what it is trying to do. We're trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we came from or what we have been about. Amen. Amen. United States of America has been about and is about in God we trust. Amen. United States of America has been blessed by God and is blessed by God. Every one of us in here are blessed by an almighty God. We need to look back. We need to remember our history. And we need to remember, some of you guys getting real slack on serving God. You need to remember where you came from and where God has brought you to. Amen. Amen. Families, you get slack on living for God, guess what? The enemy is going to surround you, and if you allow it, the enemy will come in and destroy and take your family. Amen. Preacher, I don't like that kind of preaching. Well, it's the truth. Amen. I didn't come here today to tickle your ears or make you feel good. Amen. I came to bring you the word of God. Remember this and show yourselves men. Show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind. Oh, you transgressors. I think a lot of times that where God has brought me from and what my God has done for me and how God has blessed me and blessed my family. Amen. And then I get to thinking about a lot of you, that how God has blessed you and how God has blessed your family. Amen. I can remember a time I wouldn't even have a dollar in my pocket. I wouldn't even have money to put gas in the car to go to work. But I want to tell you how God has richly blessed us. Amen. How he has blessed us. God said, remember this. Remember this. And show yourselves, men. Remember the former things of old. For I am God. There is none else. I am God and there is none like me. God said, remember this. Remember where God's brought you from. Remember on past that. Remember your sacred history. Remember what the Word of God says. God has blessed every one of us. Oh, Lord, where would you be today if it wasn't for God? A whole bunch of us wouldn't be here, would we? Would not be here. But how God has richly blessed us. God said, you remember the former things. Remember the things of old. Go back into history. Go back in American history. Go all the way back and see what the first thing they did when they founded America. What did they do? They fell down to their knees and they thanked an almighty God. God, thank you for this land. And when they thanked him right there, they said, God, we dedicate this land to your purpose for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God said, remember how I've took a wilderness and brought up a people of civilization. God said, remember this. God said, you didn't get here on your own. God said, I'm God. There's none other. You didn't do it by yourself. Folks, we didn't do anything except allow God to use us. God said, remember this. Remember how that I have blessed you. Lord, we don't ever need to forget that right there. That how God has blessed every one of us. How God has blessed America. Thank God, I love America. Amen. I'd hate to think what my family would be like without God. I don't even want to think it. I hate to think of what the church would be without God. And I hate to think of what the United States of America would be without God. Lord, it wouldn't be much of nothing, would it? God says, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the God? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? No, there's no other. Let me read. I like this verse. I want you to read this. Listen to this. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Y'all know what that means. God said all the way from the beginning, all the way to the end, God said, I got a plan. God said, I got a plan. My counsel, my purpose, my plan for every one of you. That's what God said. God says, I know my thoughts towards you. I know my plans toward you. And God says, I've got a plan and I've got a purpose, and it shall stay and it shall arise, and not just arise any which way, but it's going to arise with
power.
Power. That's what he's saying right there. God says, it's going to be powerful. God says, I want to be powerful in your life. I've got a plan for you. And if you'll listen to me, if you'll let me guide you, boy, it's a good plan. It's a good plan right there. And God says, I will do my pleasure. God says, I'm not going to vary from my plan. From the very beginning of time, God said, unto the end of time, I've got a plan. And I've got things lined up. And he told Israel, he said, I got a plan for you. And Israel did, would not turn to God. And he said, I will hide my face from them, and I will see what their end shall be. For they are very forward generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. I don't want to be in that category of a foolish nation, do you? For the sake of our country, our church, our families, our friends. The question is this morning, do you want to be considered in with that foolish nation? If not, what are we supposed to do? Exactly what Hezekiah did. Hold on to the Lord and keep his commandments. Well, preacher, you don't know this, you don't know that, but let me tell you what. God knows everything. They surrounded Hezekiah, and it looked like there was no hope whatsoever. And God told them, he said, you watch what I do to the Assyrians. You watch what I'm going to do. God sent his angel in, slew them all, sent them out the same way he came. God said, I'm going to put my bridle in your mouth, turn your head, and send you back in the way you came. He said, then when your leader gets there, your leader's going to fall by the sword. And he did. God's got a plan. Folks, God's got a plan for every one of us. Now, we can change God's plan for our life. Israel, they went in there and they turned from God, and the plan changed. But God's got a good plan. And God's plan for us is a lot better than the plan we got for ourselves. God says, I'll bless you. He had made everything beautiful in his time. Also hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. What did Hezekiah do? He trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. Boy, wouldn't it be great that when we leave this earth, wouldn't it be great that if people would say, boy, that was a great Christian. That was a godly man or woman. Boy, that was a great Christian. For he clave to the Lord and departed not from following him, but kept his commandments which the Lord commanded him. And what was the result? And the Lord was with him, and he prospered wheresoever he went. He rebelled against the king of Assyria and served him not. Folks, we got to have our courage. We got to have our confidence. We got to have our trust and our belief in an almighty God. How did God bless Hezekiah? In all his enterprises, God blessed him. In the wars, God blessed him. In his buildings, God blessed him. In the reformation of Judah, God blessed him. In the difficult times, God blessed him. Every way that he turned, God blessed him. Why? For he clave to the Lord and departed not from following him, but kept his commandments which the Lord commanded Moses. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, boy, it'd be a good time. It'd be a great time to accept Christ as your Savior. If you're a child of God and you're not in the will of God, it'd be a great time. If you got somebody you'd like to pray for, it'd be a great time to pray. Just allow God to have his way.
Thanks for listening to Straight from the Bible with Pastor Jimmy McMillan from Baptist Tabernacle in LaGrange, Georgia. Straight from the Bible can be heard each Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock right here on WOAK. You can contact us by going to our website at baptisttabernacle.ws. That's WS for World Savior. Please join us again next week for another great message, Straight from the Bible.